Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There is an old novel from the Victorian era by author Robert Louis Stevenson that has become a classic throughout the Western world and has been adapted and remade into movies and appearances in TV on countless shows. The basic narrative of the story has been so absorbed by the culture that it is even used to describe personality types of certain people. This tale I am talking about from the late 1800s is, of course, the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Many of us know the basic plot line of this classic novel. The novel is about a London lawyer who investigates strange occurrences that happened to his old friend, Dr. Henry Jekyll, who he thinks is, of course, Mr. Edward Hyde. The strange occurrences are that the good Dr. Jekyll, at the drop of a hat, can turn into the evil Mr. Hyde. The basic underlying premise of the story is that the human person can contain within them both good and evil at the same time, and that at different times and in different places, you will either encounter Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. Stevenson wrote this novel because he himself was interested in human personalities and the interplay between good and evil within the human person. He was interested in this subject, it seems, because of his own life experiences, principal of which was his very good friend, who appeared to live the most normal of lives, was then charged and convicted for poisoning his wife. It would come out during the trial that his good friend, who seemed so normal and so good, was a serial killer who committed many murders throughout his life. In essence, he was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is an extreme example, but of course we can all think of Jekyll and Hyde moments in our own lives with people we know, and perhaps even within ourselves. This novel is an exploration of human nature in literary form and has become a classic because it seeks to answer that age-old question of human nature. What is the relationship between good and evil? It seeks to explore that duality which affects all of our lives in so many ways. Today in our gospel reading from St. John, this duality of good and evil is also explored in the persons of Mary and Judas, each a disciple of Jesus Christ. Today on our journey with Jesus, we encounter him a very short time before his death in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. And of course, we know the two sisters from the gospel story, Mary and Martha. The scene takes place very close to the Passover, which serves to show us that Jesus' time on earth is rapidly coming to an end. It is just before the Passover, and Jesus is the Lamb who is going to be slain. Our Lord is there in the home with his disciples having dinner, and Mary, one of the sisters, takes out a very costly jar of perfume, and she begins to anoint and wash Jesus' feet with it, with her hair. It is, to say the least, a very moving scene. But Judas, one of the disciples, pipes up and challenges Mary for taking on this act of devotion. He says, "Would it not be better to take this very expensive perfume and sell it and give the money to the poor?" We are told in the gospel that Jesus rebukes Judas, and that Judas does not actually care for the poor, but he wants the money because he steals from the common purse. Our Lord rebukes Jesus for saying such a thing to Mary, a faithful disciple, in anointing Jesus for his coming death. And Jesus says, "You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me." This is not to say that Jesus does not care about the poor. Under normal circumstances, one would of course give the money to the poor. But what Jesus is saying, this is no normal circumstance, for he, God incarnate, who made and controls the universe, is about to be killed. It is also important and interesting to note where this narrative takes place. Jesus is at the home of Lazarus, whom he has raised from the dead, getting ready and anointed for his own impending death. Jesus' death will bring life to all. The living are found among the dead. Jesus. This gospel reading that we have today is about two things. First, it being the last Sunday of Lent before we move into Holy Week, It is about the fact that Jesus' time on earth is coming to an end. This is why Mary anoints him with the perfume. Secondly, this text is about discipleship, us, and the relationship that we have with our Lord. In our text, we find two disciples, two very different disciples, Mary and Judas. Although they are very different, they have one thing in common, and it's something that we all share as Christians. They have both been called by Jesus and are trying to follow him. Mary is faithful to Jesus. She listens to Jesus and his teaching. She understands who Jesus is and what he has come to do for her and for the world. And so she anoints his body for death in that beautiful, faithful, and prophetic act. Judas, on the other hand, too, is a disciple called by Jesus. He, like Mary, hears Jesus' teaching, but he is not faithful. In fact, he becomes so unfaithful that, as we will see, he will hand Jesus over to his death. John, in his gospel, shows us these two extremes, Mary and Judas, and we, as everyday Christians, as human beings, fall somewhere in the middle. We are not Mary or Judas. Rather, we are both. Sometimes we are very faithful to Jesus and what he has called us to do and live out in our lives, and sometimes we are not. Sometimes, although we are followers of Christ, we turn away from him and choose another path. That is the Jekyll and Hyde in this story. Sometimes we follow Jesus and are perfect disciples, and other times we are not. But this is the story of being human. That is the story of the human heart. The wonderful thing about being a follower of Jesus is that he comes into our lives and our hearts and forms us and heals us so that we can better follow him. This is the work that we are called to during the season of Lent, to let Jesus into our hearts, to take out the bad or the hide, if you will, in us and fill it with himself, who is true goodness. Mary and Judas in the story show us the duality of the human person. All of us attracted to Jesus and his message, but what we do with it is up to us. And just like Judas, sometimes it is simply beyond our control. Ultimately, this text is about discipleship, about being human and what it means to follow Jesus. In this story, much like the story of Jekyll and Hyde, we are not called to identify with either Mary or Judas, for we are human, and in our hearts, we are both, and we are called to examine that during the season of Lent. As mentioned, this is the last Sunday of Lent before Holy Week, and we are quickly approaching the Passion, where our Lord will be handed over, mocked, spat upon, crucified, and nailed to the cross. We are even further down the war road towards Jerusalem than we were a few weeks ago. In our collect for this day, we affirm that by the death and resurrection of Jesus, humanity is created anew, and that the power of the cross transforms those who turn to him in faith. As we come near the death and resurrection of our Lord, we pray that God might help us turn to him in faith anew and let him into our hearts, minds, and souls to be created more in his image so that we can go out into the world carrying our own crosses, drawing many to the one who hangs on the cross for the redemption of the whole world. Amen.